What is USG for PVR test? Why is it needed? Our bladder holds urine inside our lower part of the belly, and when we go to the toilet and pass urine, the urine comes out where the bladder becomes totally empty in a normal person. In a person where the nerves are affected, some of the nerves which control the bladder also may be affected, where they may become weak. And this weakening of these nerves may make the bladder function in a very slow fashion, where even after going to the toilet and passing the urine, the whole amount of urine may not come out. Some urine may remain inside the bladder. This is called as post, that is after void, that is passing urine, residue, that is remaining urine. So we estimate this amount of urine by doing a USG, that is ultrasound examination. Now, ultrasound examination is a non-invasive examination. It doesn't need any cutting or injections or anything. It is very commonly available. So, any person who is above the age of 65, we normally send for estimation of post-void residue. If the post-void residue is above 60 cc in a female patient or above 100 cc in a male patient, it also helps us in conveying to the patient that the surgery or the intervention which we are thinking is urgent, because if we do not do the surgery in time, it is very likely that the patient may worsen. Sometimes this worsening of the bladder related nerves may not recover in spite of surgery. So, to decide whether the surgery should be done now or later, and to know whether the surgery is going to affect the function of the bladder further, or the bladder function is going to worsen further, this test is necessary. If the post-void residue is very high, then there is a very, very common chance that the patient may need a catheter inside the bladder prior, during, and after the surgery, and it may have to be put for a long, long time, for which the patient has to be mentally ready. In the past, this investigation was not done. And many times it so happened that the patient underwent the surgery, and after surgery the nerves became weak or further weak, and the patient needed a catheter after the surgery because the patient could not pass urine. This then was blamed on the surgery, whereas the problem was present even before surgery. So it is necessary to be sure that we are dealing with a status which is normal or with a problem.